Deadly flooding in Ethiopia hits Compassion International projects. Humanitarian groups warn of crisis looming in the Middle East. And Christians are reaching Cambodia through the veil of oral tradition. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Unusually heavy rains have led to serious flooding around the Horn of Africa. The resulting disaster near Ethiopia's Omo River devastated whole villages and killed hundreds. Compassion International's Jay Lees.
18 of the families have completely lost their homes, and another 18 have lost most or all of their property. So at this time, we're providing some relief efforts for them, blankets and clothing and food and things like that. One life lost as far as a Compassion Project child.
Authorities are struggling to cope with the disaster. Lees urges prayer for their team.
We are currently working with the project directors at the churches where our projects are, and we're trying to continue to assess the damage and see how we can help these folks rebuild their lives. And we're trying to get them out of a poverty area. And of course, as our mantra, releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name is what Compassion is about.
Meanwhile, Israel is being urged to bring to an immediate end its blockade on Lebanon so non-governmental organizations can reach people with aid. Operation Blessing International's David Darg says they're moving into a phase two distribution plan.
All the refugees have been moving since the ceasefire, going to see what's left of their homes. Many that are finding out that their homes are destroyed are having to return to the refugee camps. So right now we're in a reassessment, looking at which refugees can return home and which refugees have to resettle.
Darg explains that sharing their faith is a bit dicey given the scenario. Please pray.
Obviously, it's a very sensitive situation at this stage. Most of the camps we've been working in are monitored closely by Hezbollah representatives who watch our movements very closely. So we've had to be very careful about any type of ministry we'd like to take into the camp. But we are trying to demonstrate God's love through the work that we do.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In northern Cambodia, a people group of more than 30,000 remain largely unreached by the gospel. But God is at work amongst the Gui people through Mission to Unreached Peoples. Speaking from Cambodia, MUP's Tom Newhouse says because the Gui have no written language, MUP is working on oral strategies to share God's word with this people group.
The stories will be presented orally, and the idea is that they'll be presented in a simple way so that if they hear the stories, then they can tell their children, they can tell their neighbors, they can tell other villagers.
It's just the beginning of evangelistic efforts, and Newhouse hopes to see the gospel go forward.
Actually, in one district where the majority of Gui people are, there are no congregations in that district where they are. So there are a few Gui believers, but the vast majority of Gui people live in areas where they don't have access to the gospel yet.
Pray for outreach that will help establish churches. And God's Word is the most important tool in leading people to Christ. That's why Book of Hope International has placed such a high priority on getting God's Word into the hands of young people. Book of Hope's Ty Silva is excited about Asia.
More and more doors of opportunity opening into the various worlds there in the Asia-Pacific region, the Muslim world, Buddhist world, animistic world, and the different nations. And reception and personnel to be involved in distributing the Book of Hope had just really gone up, and getting really quality people to help us.
The goal this year? 8 million in just Asia. Silva says in most countries, they're able to work with the local schools.
To us, it's very important that this contains God's Word, the story of Jesus. But to most principals and in most educational situations, they are more interested in the fact that the Book of Hope contains values and moral education curriculum. And that's what Jesus did. His teaching was able to bring about change in the inner person.
$10 can provide a Book of Hope to 30 young people. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.